with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District. This is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. Pre-emergent herbicide is one of the easiest ways to reduce your workload in the yard and garden. Pre-emergent herbicide is a chemical, usually sold in granular form, that is designed to kill new weeds before they can sprout. The chemical forms a crust when watered into the soil that will scorch any seedlings trying to push their way above ground, killing them. Note that this killing is not selective. If you have seeds that you do want to sprout, you will need to plant them and allow them to germinate before applying the herbicide, or instead apply the herbicide to only beds with perennials or woody plants. Once you apply the pre-emergent, it needs to be watered into the soil. With our rains being heavier, it is a good idea to water the herbicide in manually instead of waiting for rainfall. If the rain is heavy enough, it can carry the herbicide away from where you applied it. This can cause ecological problems in waterways if the herbicide gets carried to storm drains, and it means more wasted herbicide, which will end up costing you more money. You can water in the herbicide with a sprinkler or showering hose attachment. You can find pre-emergent herbicide at pretty much any hardware store or garden center under the active ingredient pendimethalin. Sometimes pre-emergent herbicide will be combined with a low analysis lawn fertilizer, usually labeled as a weed and feed. If you get a weed and feed formulation, it's important to only apply it to your lawn when the grass is actively growing. If applied while the grass is still dormant, the nutrients will go primarily to the weeds that are already there, making them more likely to survive. You will be able to tell when grass is actively growing by when it turns green. Tall fescue will become active in the spring and fall, and Bermuda grass will become active in the summer. If you have a mixed grass lawn, you will want to apply pre-emergent in the spring because that's when most of the common lawn weeds will emerge. There are several good habits to get into when applying any chemical to plants, whether they are pesticides or fertilizers. First and most important is to read the label thoroughly. Labels will tell you how much of the chemical you can apply and how many times, as well as any safety precautions that must be taken during and after application. The label is the law, and you could be held responsible for any damage to plants you did not mean to kill if they are on someone else's property. The other good habit to get into is to check the weather forecasts for wind and rain. By doing this, you can minimize the potential for your chemical drifting to other plants or running off with stormwater. This keeps nearby plants and waterways safe and clean for future enjoyment. For more information on today's topic, contact your local Extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or by email at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.